Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Welcome back to Burden and Blessing and the Word of the Week. I'm Pastor Rob Sowers, and our word this week is confirmation. As a new school year begins, so also classes are beginning in order to prepare students for the rite of confirmation. We often simply refer to these classes as confirmation classes or catechism classes, as Luther's Small Catechism is the basis for this instruction in the Lutheran Church. What we want to focus on in this podcast primarily is the purpose of confirmation instruction. First, let's define the word confirm. The word means to establish the truth, accuracy, validity, or genuineness of something, to acknowledge with definite assurance, to make firm or more firm, add strength to, settle, or establish firmly. The King James Version uses the word to describe what Paul did at the conclusion of his first missionary journey in Acts 14:22, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must go through tribulation to enter into the kingdom of God. Most other English translations translate that word confirming there as strengthening, and that really gives us a good definition of what the most basic purpose of confirmation is, to confirm or strengthen faith in Jesus Christ as the Savior. To that end, it only makes sense that this would involve a period of instruction in God's Word. If we are going to be confirmed or strengthened in the faith, that is only going to happen through God's Word. We know this from such familiar passages as Romans 1:16, where Paul tells us that the gospel is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, and Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 says, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work." Confirmation, then, is really the work of the Holy Spirit working through the Word. Now, I should mention here that confirmation is not commanded in Scripture. Adult converts to Christianity are typically not confirmed, though they go through a period of instruction before becoming members, which very much resembles confirmation instruction. But confirmation is not commanded by Scripture. It's not necessary for salvation. It's not necessary to make one a member of the church either. This is done at baptism, where the Lord makes us members of His church through water and the Word. But though we don't have a command in Scripture to do this, we can see from the passages just mentioned that it really is a good idea to have this sort of formalized instruction for our youth. In the Lutheran Church, we typically use Luther's Small Catechism as the basis for confirmation instruction. It was Luther's purpose in developing the catechism that it be used for instructing youth in the basics of the Christian faith. The catechism is broken up into six chief parts: the Ten Commandments, the Apostles' Creed, the Lord's Prayer, the Sacrament of Holy Baptism, the Office of the Keys and Confession, and the Sacrament of the Altar or Holy Communion. In the various books that are used to teach Luther's catechism, there is also included a section with an explanation of the catechism, which includes more questions and answers from the scriptures on the six chief parts. Often, confirmation instruction involves memorization of a number of Bible passages connected with these six chief parts. And though this may seem like a tedious task to some, it really is an important part of fixing these important scriptural truths in one's mind so that they can be confirmed and strengthened in the faith. Among the goals of this instruction is to help young Christians distinguish between the law and the gospel, and to prepare them to receive communion for the first time. 1 Corinthians 11:28 says, "But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup." In the Citto version of Luther's Small Catechism, among those listed who should not be permitted to receive the Lord's Supper are those who have not learned the meaning of the Lord's life, death, and resurrection, and those who are unable to examine themselves. In confirmation classes, students learn to better understand the meaning of the Lord's life, death, and resurrection. They learn of Christ's real presence in, with, and under the bread and wine and the sacrament. And so upon being confirmed, they are able to examine themselves and so are able to properly receive the Lord's Supper. One more thought on confirmation. I think confirmation is often seen as a sort of graduation, and in a sense, I suppose it is. One, in the end, becomes a communicant member of the church after being confirmed. But often, confirmation is almost treated as a graduation from learning God's word. And this is not what confirmation is. In Proverbs 1, 4, and 5, the purpose of Christian instruction is given: to give prudence to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and increase learning, and a man of understanding will attain wise counsel. So notice who this instruction is for. First, it's for the simple, those who have little knowledge of the faith. Then the young are mentioned, those who are just learning about the faith. But also the wise are mentioned, those who already have this understanding of Scripture. And so we see here that we really never graduate from learning about God's word. As Pastor Rodebaugh pointed out in last week's Word on Education, Christian education is a lifelong endeavor. So as confirmation classes start up once again, we pray that the Lord would bless those who learn, that they would indeed be more confirmed and strengthened in their faith.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.